Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 1:1-7. From Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus and an apostle chosen and called by God to preach his good news. The good news was promised long ago by God through his prophets, as written in the Holy Scriptures. It is about his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As to his humanity, he was born a descendant of David. As to his divine holiness, he was shown with great power to be the Son of God by being raised from death. Through him, God gave me the privilege of being an apostle for the sake of Christ, in order to lead people of all nations to believe and obey. This also includes you who are in Rome, whom God has called to belong to Jesus Christ. And so I write to all of you in Rome, whom God loves and has called to be his own people. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. My theme for reflection is the gospel that transforms. The gospel that transforms. A boy once asked his grandfather, "Why do you read the Bible so much?" The old man smiled and replied, "Because it is the only book where the author sits with me every time I open it." As we reflect on Romans 1:1-7, we are reminded that the author of salvation has come to dwell among us. And his story is not just for reading, it is for living. Paul's opening to the Romans is not a typical, "Dear friends, how are you?" Instead, it bursts with the urgency of a herald proclaiming the best news humanity has ever received. He centers everything on the gospel of God, the good news that Jesus Christ is both the long-awaited Messiah and the risen Lord. This is not a message Paul invented. It is the fulfillment God made through Israel's prophets. It is a story rooted in ancient hope, yet overflowing with new creation. Paul identifies himself as a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel. His life is no longer his own. Once a persecutor of the church, Paul now stands as living proof that the gospel has the power to transform enemies into ambassadors of God's grace. In this season of Advent, we are reminded that the birth of Christ is God's ultimate declaration that transformation is not only possible, but it is promised. At the heart of Paul's message is the truth that the gospel does not just unite us with God, it unites us with one another. He writes to a diverse audience in Rome, Jews and Gentiles, the powerful and the powerless, the learned and the lowly, calling them to recognize the common ground of their salvation. In Christ, the old divisions are shattered, and a new family is formed. Tom Wright beautifully observes, "The resurrection of Jesus declares that God's new creation has begun, and those who believe in him are called to be part of that renewal, bringing hope and healing to the world." Paul's greeting also reminds us that the gospel is not an abstract idea, but the very power of God at work in the world. It is a power that breaks the chains of sin and death, and sets us free to serve in love. As we celebrate the arrival of Christ, we are invited not just to marvel at the miracle of his birth, but to embody the hope, peace and justice his coming makes possible. My dear friends, let us learn at least two key things from this passage. First, it is a reminder that the gospel is for everyone. in a world fractured by social, political, and ideological divides, the gospel proclaims a unifying truth. We are all equally in need of grace, and we all find it at the same cross. Second, Paul's call to live as servants of the gospel challenges us to consider how our lives reflect the good news. Are we proclaiming God's love through our actions? Are we agents of reconciliation and renewal in our communities? Advent is not just a season to prepare for Christmas. It is a call to prepare our hearts and lives for the ongoing work of Christ in the world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does the gospel challenge the divisions we see in our own lives and communities? Number two, in what ways can we become living proclamations of God's love and justice in the world this Advent season? Gracious God, we thank you for the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord. In this season of Advent, open our hearts to the transforming power of your love. Help us to live as servants of your gospel, sharing your grace and peace with all we meet. May our lives magnify your glory, and may we proclaim with joy and joy the hope that Christ brings to the world. In his name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. May I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas 2024. God bless your hearts. Amen.